she's back doing her housework, and although she has no ortisone for 12 weeks, 16 weeks, she still is 95% well, and we hope that such prolonged effects may occur more often when we give it to early and mild ages than has occurred so far. This is an expressive Latin American girl, taken 2 days before the administration of compound E. You notice the marked intolerance and tenderness of her joints. She didn't like it, and she made faces. I don't know what she thought. She didn't say much. This is after 8 days on cortisone. She was entirely symptom-free, and you will notice marked pressure. I think you will see her hand shakes under our pressure. No tenderness, no symptoms. She's saying nothing when I ask her, does it hurt? I mean, she says nothing, oh. And here she is when cholesterol replaced compound E for 17 days. The tenderness and symptoms have returned. The elevated sedimentation rate was back. Marked soreness and the form. This patient shows marked tenderness of her joint before the administration of adrenocorticotropic hormone. At one time, I pressed a little too hard. We're really pressing firmly, I can assure you. They're very, very patient, these people are, and she had to take a minute off and use a handkerchief. Took another crack at that one. After 11 days on adrenocorticotropic hormone, her symptoms had entirely disappeared. You saw her sedimentation rate, the first one I showed you on ACTH, the marked fall of 70-some points in 9 days. 75 points in 9 days. She's the one who had the first painless days in 5 years. This is 23 days after the ACTH was discontinued. The marked tenderness has returned. Sedimentation rate has risen and so on. We have motion pictures on every patient and several hundred feet, as a matter of fact, several thousand feet on this roof. But we've only picked out these for your consideration. In most cases, when compound E was discontinued, articular symptoms returned fairly rapidly or more or less slowly. But in these last two cases, the symptoms returned so rapidly that they have provided us with our more effective motion picture.